Unit 1. Exercises 25 and 26.
What can I do for you?
Well, we arrived in Sydney 2 days ago. Now we would like to plan our next 4 weeks in Australia in more detail.
We've got some ideas, but maybe you can help us to sort things out.
Sure. What are you interested in?
Natural sights.
And animals. Some cultural highlights and...
We also want to spend some time on the beach.
Okay. If I were you, I would fly from Sydney to Alice Springs. There you could do a 3-day tour through the Red Centre of Australia. That's Uluru, which is known as Ayers Rock, the Olgas and Kings Canyon. Amazing red rocks which are the most impressive at sunset. Quite an adventure in the outback, but perfectly organised.
Yeah, that sounds great.
From Alice Springs, I would take a camper and travel north. There are some campsites on your way, but you mustn't forget to take enough water and food with you at all times.
Are there no shops?
Well, you might have to drive for about 150 kilometres until you reach the next shop. Altogether, it's 1,483 kilometres on the Sturt Highway before you reach Darwin.
Are there any interesting sights on the way?
You should stop at Catherine Gorge, where you can do a canoe tour. Then you definitely shouldn't miss Kakadu National Park, with its famous wildlife. The park offers boat tours on which you can see crocodiles and other Australian animals. You can also take trips to the most famous Aboriginal rock paintings, where you can learn a lot about the culture of the Indigenous people.
Really? How interesting. And once we're in Darwin, what can we do there?
If I were you, I would fly to Cairns in Queensland. That's the ideal place to spend some days on the beach. Maybe you would like to go diving on the Great Barrier Reef.
Definitely. That's a must. Is there a place where we can learn to dive?
Oh, not only one. There are lots of diving schools along the coast. You should allow at least 4 days for the lessons and 3 days for the trip to the Great Barrier Reef. The reef is 2,600 kilometres long and is home to 1,500 species of fish, so there's plenty to see.
Is it warm enough at this time of the year?
It's quite cold here in Sydney right now because it is winter, but in Queensland it is hot. In the north, temperatures usually stay above 30 degrees Celsius. If you've got even more time, you could explore the Cape York Peninsula, which is the most northern part of Queensland. There, you could visit Cookstown, where James Cook landed when he discovered Australia. Or you could drive south along the coast back to Sydney. But that would take you about 2 days. So perhaps you would prefer to take the plane back.
Yeah, I think we are going to do that. Thank you very much.